You are now tuned in. Let's go to the Queen of the Trap podcast.
Class and session, bitches.
And you already know who it is. It's your man's favorite DJ, DJ K-Dev here, host of the Queen of the Trap podcast. And I'm with official Nikki Rojas.
What's going on?
And we are here for another episode two of Women in the Industry talk show. I think, you know, we decided we're going to keep going with this.
Yes, we're going to keep going.
We really need to do this.
There's like, too much to talk about. In too little bit of a time.
So. That, and we had so much positive feedback the last episode.
From part one.
Like, I know that I personally had gotten messages from women, like, thank you guys so much for doing this and talking about these things, because, like, people are afraid to talk about these things.
And they shouldn't be.
And that's why, you know, Nikki and I, like we said, we have a voice, we have a platform, we have big mouths, and and we got a say in things. So we are here today to talk about more things that are going on. Well, how was your weekend, by the way?
Oh, you know what's crazy is I don't really remember much of it, so I guess it was pretty good.
I guess it was good.
It was all right.
What'd you do for the 4th of July?
I hung out with the hubby and the kids.
Shout out to the hubby.
Shout out to Chris.
Shout out to hubby.
And Justine,
kids.
Ava, Alexis, Christian, Nova, Mia.
All 12.
You know, all 12,000 of my kids.
Yeah, you know.
Chris Jr.
But that's good. Yeah, I saw some pictures on the Instagram.
He left us. I'm very, very sad. But I'm proud of him.
Aww. Yeah. That's cool. I mean, that happens.
First one to leave the nest.
Aww. Wait, how old?
18.
Damn.
Just graduated and just flew the coop.
Like, oh my god. That's it. Gosh. Off. Actually, you know what? Let's talk about this, because I was just bringing something up to you, like, right before we got on this episode. So, 18 years old, do you consider that a grown adult? Like, do you feel like, okay.
So, it depends on the level of maturity. See, he's my stepson, but I consider him my son. That's my son. I don't care who he came out of. The level of maturity makes you either a grown adult, because I moved out when I was 16 and I was grown.
We talked.
My daughter's 13 and she's more mature than people who are 21.
Yeah.
Now my stepson, he goes both ways. Now Christopher, I know you're gonna eventually see this, so don't come for me. But you know, he'll have these moments where it's like, wow, like you're so above and beyond your age.
Yeah.
And then he'll have these moments where I'm like, boy, if you don't just...
I'm the same way.
So, you know, I think women mature faster than men. No offense, men. But, yeah, I think like 18, you know, back in the day, I mean, 15 was grown.
Yeah.
You know, you guys were moving out, having families at that age. 18 now, well, it's give or take,
back
you know?
You're right. Because back then it was so different. Like people, you know... And I want to use, I'll use this as an example because it just popped in. Elvis Presley, look at him.
He was,
my mom loves Elvis, but Priscilla was so young. And
that's exactly why I was like, whoop, y'all ain't coming for me.
Yeah, so like back then it was so different. And nowadays, you know, it's more common, but it's frowned upon a little, but it's not at the same time. I don't
see, if my 15-year-old daughter was dating a man in his 20s, I would not be happy about that at all whatsoever, and that's putting it very modestly. But again, we are in different eras. We're in different... whole different world out there nowadays, you know. Back then I genuinely believe that there was love involved, and you know, again, different levels of maturity, you know. When I was 15, I was dating somebody a lot older than me, and he thought I was 18, and it was just how I carried myself, and I'm sure, you know, my mom wasn't happy about it. You know, it's just, again, it's every situation is different, but I do not agree with grown men being with little teenage
girls. I don't believe in that either. I mean,
I was naive, so.
Me too.
Yes.
But it was also swayed. Like they were kind of like just a couple years out of high school. If any, I don't think I've. And actually, that's a good question because somebody had asked us. I am watching the comments on the live, by the way. Somebody did ask us, like, how old was the oldest person you dated? But at that age, I would say that, when I was 15, I think the oldest person I was, like, 7-year difference, 8-year difference.
Mine
that's
was, like,
it.
22 when I was 15, I think. It was.
So, yeah. Like
now, but I look back now, then I thought, like, oh, my God, you know, oh, my God.
Yeah, and now you're looking back,
guy,
like.
I look back and I'm like, you know,
and like. Oh, my God, I was a child.
You know, just, I mean, again, it goes back to how I carried myself. I carried myself as, like, an adult. He didn't. Well, he knew, but
yeah.
We're not going to talk about him.
I don't know.
He don't get no clout.
I asked that because I went to a basketball game over the weekend, and, like, I wasn't allowed to smoke a cigarette in my car, and they're like, these are children, and I'm like, they're grown fucking kids.
Well, if they're 18, like.
Sitting in my back seat talking about smoking weed.
See, that's the difference. If they're smoking weed, then you can inhale this cigarette.
Exactly. No residual. I got the windows all the way open. I'm not bothering you.
If these kids are old enough to go out there and be smoking bud and doing this and doing
that's
that.
That's why I asked.
If you're smoking out the window, you know, it is what it is. And it's your car. They want to ride, you're going to have to deal with it.
Yep.
But.
Anyway, that was a question. What are some topics that we touched base on last week? Let's see.
It's that Bud Light. It's
no, I'm
her.
Just trying. No, we were talking about how difficult it is for us women in this industry, even though
it's
now
getting easier. It's getting easier.
It is getting easier because
coming for everything.
We are really starting to take over this industry. But it's still hard. I'm actually, like, I was talking to you about this a little bit before. No, you go first.
I want to talk about why men always think that if you are friends with another male or you are in this industry working with another male and you guys hit it off and your energies, you know, collide, whatever the case may be, and y'all are together in public or not in public, that you must be sleeping with that person.
Oh, I'm so glad you
it
said
drives
this.
Me absolutely crazy. Because not for nothing, there are men out there that can literally just have a platonic relationship with a woman and enjoy their company, enjoy their vibe, think they have a great energy, and you don't have to be sleeping with them.
Thank you.
Granted, they may initially be like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah. Flirt. Yeah. But it's friendly.
It's a friendly thing. It's a friendly, like, bubbly, casual,
you
know,
flirtatious,
whatever.
I ain't going home to you at the end of the night.
But then the men out there who respect that and still want to keep you in their presence and still come up to you when they see you out and show you love. Like, shout out to those men because I can't stand the men who are constantly
thank
like, oh,
you
well,
that respect.
You were out with that person, so you must be. No.
No. It's not always about, not for nothing, and that's why I say it's so hard for us in this industry because it's such a double bystander.
Yeah, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
And you literally are touching base on what I want. It correlates together because that is, it's very difficult for us. Men look at us like, okay, you're around this person all the time. Okay, I see you flirty in a picture or a video. Or it looks,
that's all part of the industry.
But it's all part of the industry. It's all part of, okay, we gotta put content out there.
Exactly.
We gotta make things look good to get your attention.
And you could be friendly with somebody and be close in a picture and not be
but it
going
mean
home
I'm
with them.
Going home.
You know?
At the end of the day, if I'm not going home with you, you don't matter like that. You don't matter like that.
And it's not even that. Like, you know, not for nothing.
It will
but
not
like,
matter like that.
Yeah, right? Like, you can be a female in this industry hanging out with men. I mean, not for nothing. Yeah. But, like, when we're on set, it's, like, 90% men and, like, little old us. So, in reality, like, do you honestly think I'm going home with every man on set? Dang, like, come on now. Come on, guys. Get it together.
See,
not every female is out there messing with every one of these industry dudes.
Thank you. And that's kind of what I wanted to get at today and, like, and touch base on that, too, because, you know, it'd be hard. I'm on an all-male DJ team, and not for nothing.
I thought you were going to say you're on an all-male diet.
Except for me. No. Oh, well, yeah.
Not for
until
long.
Nikki gets all home
to
me.
See, I was waiting for her to say it.
Because she says it's going to happen. But like, I'm on an all-male team, and I work just as hard as these men out here.
Sometimes
like,
probably
I
harder.
Bust my ass. And you know what? I help everybody. Like, I will literally give my shirt off my back. And,
that's what they want, girl.
And not for nothing, because I'm the only female, it intimidates all the people that they're talking to, they conversate with, they want to work with. And it affects me because, you know, I'll sit there and I'll get drops for somebody, or I'll help them with something. I'll help them in a way that I can help them because
we're females.
Yeah, because, yep. You know, I have these abilities to do these things. And, you know, just because even if I'm not putting your money, if I'm not putting money in your pocket, there's some way I can help you.
Absolutely.
Like,
it's not always
you have
about
helped
money.
Me. Yes, yes, exactly. So it'd be hard because they have to shield behind the scenes everything that they're doing, so don't affect other people. But at the end of the day, it's affecting the people who you're working with.
And who was helping
and
you.
And who's helping you. And, like, it sucks. It sucks because it's so hard. And, like, I'm going through that right now. Like, you know, I want to be taken seriously as a businesswoman. I bust my ass out here. And just to get that acknowledgement or that recognition. But people are scared to, like, put your picture on Instagram, tag you,
crazy.
Or give you acknowledgement because, God forbid, one of their, somebody they're talking to, they're going to go throw a fit. But when I turn around or somebody else turns around and does the same thing.
Yeah.
It's
a double standard.
It is such
absolutely.
A double standard. It's stressful, but, like, it just drives you to go even harder.
Absolutely.
And keep going. You know you're doing the right things.
And it makes me want to keep even more of my business. Like, I'm a very low-key person. But, like, this makes me want to keep even more of my business quiet.
Yeah.
Because it gives people less interpretation to be able to say, oh, she was doing this and she was... If I give you more about what I was doing this past weekend with X, Y, and Z, you can go and run with it. And next thing you know, it's like telephone. You tell your friend, they tell their friend. Next thing you know, it gets back to me and the whole thing was switched around.
Yep.
I'm not about that. I don't like it.
Pause, just because I see your phone wigging out over there.
It's
because people are trying to call you, but... it's true, and it's hurtful, and it sucks, but,
yeah,
like,
so guys, stop doing it.
Stop doing that.
Men and women, for real.
Take us seriously, and women, yeah, like, stop harassing us. Like, we're not going home with your men at the end of the day. Like, we're just trying to do our jobs and do it well. Like, that's
out.
It. No, it's because you have to restart the live because somebody called you, and now your live's going to wig out like that until you restart it. So... We went through, let's see, what else did we talk about this week?
You know what else I want to talk about?
Go ahead.
Because obviously we're here as women empowering women.
Yeah.
Is that I want to talk about hating women. Women who are trying to do the same thing you're doing, and in reality, like we do, we help each other and we feed off of each other. I hate a hater, whether it be a man or a woman.
Mm-hmm.
But like when somebody... For instance, you might have more opportunities than me in some instances, and I might have more opportunities than you in some instances. But there's one thing I don't like is when a girl will smile in your face and then be behind your back talking the most, calling you this, calling you a dick rider or a groupie or this or that, all because you might know somebody and they just... make up their own assumptions in their head. How did you get that close to that person? How are you getting these perks? Because I fucking earned it. That's how.
Yep.
And so don't be out there with my name in the streets dragging my name through the mud because you are upset with, you know, an opportunity that I got, that I worked hard for, you know. So women need to support other women. We'd be so much further in this, you know, industry if a lot of women just uplifted each other.
I know we had an instance like the other day where people were like, why weren't we invited? You know, a couple people had did that to us. Like we were doing a shoot and it was like, you were the only person involved in that. I was called to like, you know,
which
come do.
Oh, Mano and Jim Jones.
Yeah. Like I know that I had a couple people saying to me like, why didn't you call me? Why didn't you invite? And it's like, it feels like there's hatred there because
and
like,
you can't call everybody to everything.
Exactly. And not like, for nothing, I'm not hating on other women that work in this industry. Like, it wasn't a me and Nikki situation. No. And it's not always a me and Nikki situation. Like, if she invites me to something, I pull up for her. But, like, and if I have
BTS the... BTS queen.
Yeah, and if I have the opportunity to invite somebody somewhere, exactly. I always do.
When it's like, an open set, like, you know, Jim Jones, he likes it kind of, like, low-key. Anybody that's ever worked with Jim, shout out to Jim Jones. He's amazing.
He's very to himself when
exactly, and
when
he likes things. He likes to keep, him like, his business, you know, his business. Mm-hmm. Kind of like how we are. And so when, you know, typically we do stuff with Jim Jones, unless it's like a meet and greet, he likes to keep it his own people so he could be comfortable.
Unless we're told that, okay, we need a bunch
extras.
Of... Yeah, like, we need extras, we need women and stuff like that. Then we don't mind calling people and stuff like that. You know, it's just we be around these people all the time. Yes. So, you know, that's why. And not for nothing, I've been working for Jim for a while.
It took us a while just to even get like smiles and hugs, you know?
Like, I think it really started when we first went to Stereo Gardens. I really think that was like the door opening to everything.
So I had already met Jim before that, but it was just kind of like on some real quick, hey, hi, bye things. And then I always knew like he was one of my favorite artists growing up.
Yeah.
And so I knew that I wanted to keep working with him, and I kind of manifested it. I did one of those things I was like, all right, stay tuned. You're going to see more from me and Jim. You watch. And the next thing you know, I'm 8 months pregnant photographing him at the Stereo Garden. Next thing you know, I'm
pregnant.
You know, meeting him again at Native Greenleaf Dispensary. Shout out to Terrence.
Yep.
And then next thing you know, I'm doing stuff at La Bodega, and I'm in, you know, a movie. I'm you know, second assistant director, and I'm cameoing in a movie that he's starring in. And then now just was in his music video. It's just amazing how in the last not even a year, I manifested so much with that. So that's why I'm manifesting Eminem. I'm coming for you.
Oh, you Eminem.
I am coming for you, Eminem. That's my first love.
Did you see the video I posted yesterday on Instagram?
First love. I did.
You
post so much on Instagram. I have to can't keep up.
For 4th of July, I did. What America?
Oh, yes. I did see it. I
could be one of your kids. But no,
I did manifest it,
just like you said, I manifested that shit too. Because like...
Well, we're going to have to go together then.
Yeah. I went to, you know, we'll see. I was telling him, you know, I really want to work, blah, blah. He's like, come get video drops. Jim Jones, Maina, that was the Lobby Boy shoot, like, I guess a year or two ago now. Mm-hmm. And then that's what got me to do Lyravelli's album release party. I DJ'd that. And then, you know, I was pulling up to New York City for the, the Billboard for that. And then it was when one of Jimmy's artists, now I want to talk about this too, because I used to work for this guy, and I just found out he's not signed, and this whole time I thought he was signed. He had a one-time thing going on.
One-hit wonder?
I think. Okay. That's what I was told, but I don't know. But
Did he say he was signed? And like,
yes. Oh. And I was, and I worked for this person, not getting paid, but I was helping...
I think I know who you're talking about.
I was getting paid to help, and not for nothing, I was getting barked orders, and I wasn't getting paid.
I know exactly what you're talking about. No name drops.
No name drops on this, but we're just talking about situations that women go through.
Yes.
And I never knew that, like, after that, it would lead to more thing. Like, even when I cut that tie with that person, it has no... effect on the business that I'm still doing with these people, because absolutely. I've kept it professional. You know, I manifested working with these people, and I do my job diligently. I'm very good at what I do. I always show up. I always show out. I make sure that I tag people in their footage. Yep. And like, so we manifested these things because we worked hard for it.
Absolutely.
We worked real hard for it. Because, you know,
not everything has to be paid either, because you get paid more in
experience.
When you go out and you show up for these things, it's not always been put my hand out. And
no.
How much am I making?
I have never looked for a handout. If anything, an opportunity to put me in position and watch me strive. That's the only thing I've ever asked for.
Because money will come.
Yeah.
Once you create a name for yourself, money will come. But like, even with the Maino thing, I went out there, I got dressed, I got ready. I wasn't even feeling good. I said, you know what, I'm going out there. And I didn't even know MDOT. at the time, M. Taylor, shout out to him. And,
yes.
You know, not to put, like, my business out there, but he looked out and he came out of his pocket. He handed me some money.
That's good.
Was like, thank you for showing up. And I was like, no. He's like, absolutely, like, take it. But that's the thing. I wasn't there for that. I wasn't there to get paid. It's
opportunities.
Exactly.
It's experiences.
And it's showing up for people who need you. Like, we'll see. You know what I mean? He needed models. He needed people to come out. Oh. And so, you know, just going out and helping people that are always helping you. When you are, you know, they say one back scratches the other.
Yes.
Not in a sexual way, because that's what a lot of these industry people like to try to, you know, do.
Yeah.
But just literally, when you look out for somebody, they're going to always look out for you. And it's that good
Absolutely.
Karma.
Look at all the music videos and all the, you know, the movies that we're making right now mm-hmm. that you've been in. And, like, not for nothing, you know, I've been doing a lot with Will too, but one of the best like things to hear was the day that we were shooting the film. I think it was the last day of that
the first
week.
Okay.
Yeah.
At the Hub, right?
They really needed my DJ equipment. Like, they
Yes, they did.
If I didn't show up, the whole fucking set was fucked.
Well, I ordered two microphones, too, that came an hour later than when you showed up.
They needed the speaker system.
No, I have them just sitting.
Then they didn't want a pink controller or laptop in the shoot, so, like,
because Bobby Trends
Bobby Trends was like, K-Dub, I am not using a
shout
pink.
Shout out to Bobby Trends.
Shout out to Bobby Trends. But, like, they really needed me to pull up that day, and I didn't get paid for any of that.
Oh.
I didn't ask for, you know, anything in return. But when they asked me to pull up, I did it. And to hear Will say, like, for you to show up and, you know, I have so much more respect for you because you came. You showed up. You showed out. That's a great feeling. And I wish
that was the day
more
that he,
men
yeah.
would acknowledge those things
yes.
and would give us a little bit of recognition. I mean, we do get that, but I wish we would see a little bit more because
yes.
we're equals in this stuff, guys.
I think that was the same day that Will actually did my drop and said, you know, welcome the newest member of Street Heat. And
yeah.
I can't even tell you how, like, I was just gleaming. That was the worst week of my life. And I knew the next day I had to go and say goodbye to somebody that I loved more than anything in the world.
That was a hard day for you.
Like, that whole week was just horrible. So that night after, we were there all night, and it was just, I knew I had, like, a two-hour drive home. It was just awful. And, you know, he put his Street Heat chain on me, and he was like, you know, I want to give a shout-out to Nikki, the newest member of Street Heat. And I was just like, I almost cried, like, you know, because it's just, it's not
it's
even about becoming a part of Street Heat. It's about becoming a part of like, a family.
Yes.
And knowing that your hard work brought you somewhere.
Yep.
So, shout out to Will. You guys
shout out to
amazing.
Will.
Freaking
shout
King
out
Flo.
To Fitted Cap Low Movement.
Yeah.
Shout out
Bizzle.
To Bizzle. Shout out to Sink or Swim Studios.
Tana, Sink or Swim.
Shout out to, like,
you know where we're at right now. Sink
yeah,
or Swim.
Sink or Swim
Because that's
studios.
What it really is, honestly, in
it's
this
teamwork.
Industry. You have to either get in and you're either going to sink or you're going to swim.
Period.
Well, I'm doing the backstroke right now, so.
Yeah. And I'm doing backstroke.
Or the breaststroke.
Oh, here she go. Here she go.
You know
go.
Me in my mouth.
No, I know. But, I mean, you know, we talk about, like, all the struggles that we have going on, but there is a lot of really good and rewarding things in this industry.
Absolutely.
And this is one of them, that we have the opportunities to, you know, sit with you guys and talk to you guys about these things. Because, like we said, we got so much good feedback, such positive feedback on just these conversations, because people are afraid to speak up about these things, and you really shouldn't be. Like, you know, we have just as much of a say as you men out there.
Absolutely. Everyone's equal. I mean, everybody preaches that they want equality, but, you know, it's the same thing when it goes to this.
Yeah.
You know, men and women, we are equal. Doesn't matter your race, doesn't matter your gender. It's just, you know, we're all equal.
Absolutely.
Every single one of us. And nobody's better than anybody else. So,
speaking of equals, Nikki and I, we were having a talk yesterday, and we were talking about studios and studio time. And we were talking about how we like to write and we like to we have never actually recorded in the studio yet. But we do like to write, and I mean I've wrote stuff, and I do have two little songs out there. They are on my YouTube, but they're not recorded like that.
Just on the mic.
On like my cell phone, or I did like a what is it, like a collab with somebody? Yeah. But Nikki and I want to jump on this bandwagon because oh, I said bandwagon.
Oh, we ain't jumping on no bandwagons.
What a fucking long bandwagon. I even got them laughing behind there. What was it? What did you say last week? Bagel? No, coffee.
Coffee and bagel.
It's such a long
answer. I'll tell you what, man. Everybody gets on me for that coffee, but it's something that they can't forget. So when I did my merch and I did coffee with Nikki, who's going to forget having coffee with Nikki?
Coffee.
Bro, we having coffee with Nikki right now. What's up? Shout out to Duncan. Yes. Let's go.
Shout out to Bud Light.
If I don't have my coffee. Oh, yeah.
I need to become an ambassador. I need a sponsorship.
She needs a sponsor, all right. No.
Maybe. No, just kidding.
We don't need double A.
So,
triple A?
Triple A is for your car.
I swear, this is like the blonde, the sun.
I had to think about that one for a second.
I say double A. It's called AA.
I'm thinking of batteries when you're saying double.
Because I said double A, but I didn't want to say AA. You know what I mean?
God, it shows our brains. Yeah, we have the blonde. We have the ditzy moments. It's okay. I used to be a blonde at one point.
What's your natural hair color?
Dark brown. I would say like a chocolate, like a dark chocolate brown, because not for nothing, my name in Gaelic.
Chocolate.
My name in Gaelic means dark haired and mysterious girl. So that's what Carrie means in our,
That surely is the truth there.
It is the truth there. But back to me and Nikki. Yes. She decided that she wanted to do a freestyle to This Is New York. And not for nothing, if you saw on my Instagram, shout out to, I think her name is Desi. I just, because she tagged me in something, so I just discovered her. And shout out to Slimmy Garcia. That's my homie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've seen
this. Yeah, we were at the pool party.
Is it Slimmy?
Slimmy.
Why have Slimmy I Garcia. Been saying slimy this whole time?
Oh, shit. My bad. All right.
We've been following each other for a while now, and I said slimy.
It's okay. It's
I thought he was
slimy.
Like, what up, slime? You know, slimy it's Garcia, slimy. But it's all right. Slimy.
But they just put out a freestyle to This is Long Island. So
we doing This Is Strong Island.
We are doing
this. Shout out to Strong Island Landscaping. That's my landscaping company.
Yes. Shout out to everybody.
Hit me up if you want this fine blonde to come and cut your grass.
Yeah.
Landscape your property.
So we're starting it. I know she said that she wrote some stuff.
I did. Don't come for me. This is like a parody slash cover. Because I am in no
I'm
way, shape, or form.
I'm going hard on my verse. You have nothing.
She can go hard. I'm gonna go like soft, hard, medium. You know what I mean?
You're gonna do it all sexy.
No. I have a voice that's made to go like Little Kim type shit.
I was
like,
gonna
I have
say
to go
how
crazy.
Okay, because we're
my
not
sound
we're not
has
artists,
to be hard.
But how would you say?
I gotta be like a roughneck. Like
how do you? Yeah, like what is your sound? Like what would you compare yourself to?
Scarlett. I mean, I have to.
Oh, because
get the fuck back. Like I have to because I can't come on no sexy shit. I might if I keep my mouth shut. You might look at me and be like, "Ooh, blonde hair, blue eyes. She probably has the cutest little voice." And I'm like, "Yo, what up? Like, yo, what's up, dog? Like, you guys don't realize like I even if I wanted to come out and do something like cute and like R&B style, I can't. If I'm gonna rap, I have to rap hard.
But if it's a rap,
I'm gonna have to like come in. Like if anybody ever seen that the Biggie movie where he was telling her like, and she was like rapping, and she's like, oh, blah, blah. And he's like, no, you gotta get nasty with it. And then she started going, that's gonna be me.
And why I ask is because there's different types of female rappers. Like there's the ones that go really hard.
But it would be my persona.
There's like Sweeties. There's Saweeties. I would, and I've always compared myself like this: is a Trina or a Nicki Minaj? Like
a Nicki. How Kim. They yeah, exactly.
rap is like how I rap, and I've noticed that when I listen to myself.
So then we would do good on
that's
a track
why
together.
I'm saying I feel like this is gonna go
two hard ass little white girls.
Mm-hmm. And girl, I got my ass cap and my BMI, so we gonna make some money off it. I'm gonna show you how to do that. So then, because
you just do it, and I'll just rap on.
That's
the track.
Another thing. Like people don't understand that like we're really smart when it comes to the you know the business. I won't say that I'm very smart about the politics, because I didn't realize there was a lot of politics in this shit. But
yes,
you know, being smart and savvy about, you know, how to put out your music, mm-hmm.
What sells,
content creating.
Oh yeah,
we talk
marketing.
About marketing. We actually I found this so interesting when we were with MDOT. At Greenleaf, mm-hmm. He had that marketing team come down
with the QR code where you could just put your phone up to it and watch the music video. I will absolutely, if we ever really lay down a track, I will absolutely be getting like a photo shoot, me and you on a shirt, and then that QR code where they could just go watch our video.
100% with the Jim Jones shirts.
Yes.
If you saw in the video, they were wearing like the red t-shirts mm-hmm. that day. That's for an old song that they were putting out.
Yes, it was from, I believe, a few years ago.
Yeah.
But it's insane. It's not just a QR code that brings you to the link. It actually, if you hold your phone over it, it will play the video, the music video. And then it all goes into data.
That's
into
what I was just
going to
say.
That.
He was, and I
Very
thought that was
marketing.
So cool because it collects all of the data he was mm-hmm. talking about. Even if you're at a concert and you're sticking up your phone mm-hmm. or whatever, it collects the data to how many people are in that concert.
Yes.
It gets their email addresses. It gets this so that you have, you know, people
These
that
people.
You can go contact.
Not just, hey, this is the link. Go watch it later.
Yeah.
No, you're watching it right now. And I know I got that view. From you.
And I'm sitting there and I'm listening to this and I'm learning and I'm like, yo, like,
and now we got the plug.
Yeah, these are just little things that like we have to pay attention to or we have to talk about to help other people. And as yes. women, you know, like I said, we have a say in these things. So our knowledge is just as good as everybody else's. So that was definitely something, you know.
Yeah, I
thought that was very educational and stuff like that. But, you know, we learn as time goes on.
It's amazing. And, like, so my daughter just turned 6 months old. I didn't start popping back up outside until she was almost about 3 months. Mm-hmm. So we're just going into, like, 3 months that I've been back outside.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's amazing the things that I learned. Like, for instance, when Will brought me on initially to be the PA and then the PC and then the second assistant director, you know, I was like, I want to be in front of the camera. I don't want to be behind the camera. Yeah. But when he kept me behind the camera and he showed me certain things and I know what B-roll is and I know just everything. I learned so much and now I'm like, thank God Will kept me behind the camera mm-hmm. and in front of the camera. Because I was able to do both and I learned so much. So now when we go on set, I'm like, all right, let's go. Quiet on set. You know, rolling this, that, lights, yep. camera, action. And it's just, it's amazing, like, the little things that you pick up that people would kill to learn.
Yes.
So.
Absolutely. I'm so glad.
Thank you, Will.
Yeah. Thank you, Will, because that was another thing. Same thing. Watching him, the way he shoots a music video, not for nothing.
Excuse me.
That, what was it, the Lobby Boys? I've never seen him use, I've never seen a ginormous crane like that in my entire life. I've never seen one man shut.
Oh, wait, the commercial, there was a crane.
Yeah. Like, shut down the entire New York City and just watch how production is being done and seeing how things go on behind the scenes and learning how hard and how difficult their jobs actually are and how yes. they, what they have to put in and what they have to do.
And the stress.
For them to get
behind the scenes. Like, you might not see Will in front of the camera, but mm-hmm. boy, behind the scenes, it is a lot of, like, just complete stress. And you know what? I ain't mad at that.
I'm not either.
That's his line.
Honestly, and, like, and and I say this all the time, I don't always have to be in a music video. I don't always have to, you know, do. I like being behind the scenes because I learn a lot more. I see a lot more. I'm able to capture a lot more things as opposed to I have to be in the moment and be doing certain things for other people when I know.
You know, I love being on the camera, but I see I could do both, and that's the beautiful part. When we were doing the Dave East scene on the stage, and I was with Miss Hustle, and I was standing there, and I had to stand for 5 hours and be her hype girl. From there, I was still able to, you know, call quiet on set. Yep. I was still able to run lines and stop in between takes and still do my job as the production coordinator, but also cameo at the same time. So it's a beautiful thing when you can wear many hats. And I think both of us do that really well.
Yeah, I think, you know, we have so many like different traits to
titles.
Yes, we are so good at so many things, and that's why I think that we work very well together, because number one, we bounce ideas off of each other
always.
There's
nobody else that gets to hear and talk to each for other an hour out.
Even and we came into this the other day, even if we have an understanding, we're able to talk about it, because
a misunderstanding. Yep.
We're able to, you know, civilly quickly talk like women and not have animosity.
No catty, the nails don't come out.
No, because we're working together. You have to communicate, and you have to really take the time to understand somebody else's point of view.
Exactly.
Instead of just your own.
Yes.
Because we be so quick to do things sometimes, and we're not taking the time to really think before we do things. Mm-hmm. But the fact
that... And we're all guilty of it.
Yeah, we're all
guilty
of it. But the fact that, you know, you work together, you can communicate, you can bounce ideas off of each other. Like,
just like any relationship, communication is key.
That's what really works out here. And we said it with you guys, because we said that we were going to help promote Sink or Swim Studios more.
Y'all better come down here and lay some tracks. Yeah. Listen, if you don't come utilize the studio,
you missing out over here.
First of all, listen, shout out to Rob, Chris, Henry.
Yes.
Sink or Swim.
Shout out to Sink or Swim Studios, man.
It made me want to go swimming in this freaking disrespectful heat.
Oh, you could. My pool's only down the road, girl.
I guess where I'm going after this, girl.
But yeah, teamwork really does make the dream work. Brooklyn.
But no, yes, definitely teamwork.
And you know, that's why we work so well together, and we're gonna continue these podcasts.
I was gonna say, this is not the last. You're
this
gonna
is
see
not
us.
The last. I feel like I had so much more to talk about. I had a whole list of topics on my phone. I should have wrote it on a piece of paper, because not for nothing, we're on live as on top of being on the YouTube channel right now. But maybe I'll save all the topics that I had for next week.
You know, I think that we did part one and part two to kind of introduce, you know, what we're going to be getting into. And I think that doing like a series is something, because I feel like we could just go on for hours.
There's so many. You're a mom that works in this industry. I have no children. I have a handicapped sister, so we're two very strong women from different home lives, different backgrounds, and like, we go through different things, but we go through the same things at the same time. So it's nice to feed off each other. You know, it's nice to have another woman to talk about these things with, because I tell you, I texted her before I got here today, and I was like, girl, I'm so glad that we're doing this episode, because like, I'm going through it today, and I need to vent to a woman. Like, I need to talk, and I don't normally have opportunities like that, because
I don't either, girl.
Because it's so hard to work with other...
Except I do have my bestie, Nicole. Shout out my bestie, Nicole.
And you know what? I like your girl, Nicole, and I like Taylor. And there's another girl. She's like, I know her on Instagram.
My Nicole is home with her little baby Harley right now. She's a new mom.
Aww.
So I haven't been able to see much,
Nicole?
Much. No, not that Nicole. You always confuse her.
I do.
With that other girl. You've never met Nicole, but that is my ride or die for 10 years. And if you have one female that
my
you can
Nicole
ride
is
with.
My ride or die too.
That's great.
If you have one Nicole that, or two Nicoles.
Exactly, that you can ride with. And for 10 years, and we met off of a guy trying to date both of us at the same time.
That's
another story for another podcast. But she has had my back for literally, we're pushing 10 years. And there is nothing that that woman does not know about me, and we have never so much as gotten into, I think, an argument. That's so hard with a woman.
Yeah.
Like, to have another woman that you've just been friends with, who, when I got arrested, that girl was at the precinct, ready to bail. I mean, let's just not get into that either. That's another episode. But
my girlfriends, I used to hash it out with them, but at the end of the day, we were always still friends.
Yes.
Nowadays, I got my one best friend. Shout out to Ashley Tully. She's coming home in 2 weeks.
Is she the kind of friend where, you know, they say that if one of you was to die, delete all of our messages? Because there's just so much tea in me and her. Like, we do voice memos every day. And, like, it's like if I pass away, girl, get in my phone and delete our conversation, because we say it all the time.
Probably. Or she's going to ask me take care of my plants and take care of the dog. Like, that's her. Like, just, but that is my best friend. She's actually in the Navy. Well, she's a nurse now. She finished all of that, but she hasn't been home in like 3 years. So
she's got to be missing her.
She's coming home the week of July 20th. So I want you to meet her when she comes out. She's one of my best friends. And
you got to meet my Nicole.
Yes. See? Yes.
See?
You always got to have a Nicole in your life.
Always.
Man.
I'm a Nikki and Nicole.
Nicole, you know what I mean? But,
now it's official Nikki and K-Dev, you know.
You already know. We got to come up with some more topics for next week.
Oh, I got topics on top of topics.
Me too. I just couldn't, like, I'm so mad that they're on my phone and I don't have them in front of my
phone. Her phone is right in her reach.
And I don't
right there.
I don't even think it would be on my iPad notes. I don't think they share like that. But
I honestly think that, you know, part one was kind of discussing, like, the struggles we go through. I think we kind of shed a little bit of light on some of the positivity of, like, us as women. And I think also one thing I wanted to touch on quick too that I wanted to say before is, you know, even though we do have some extra hurdles as women, we also have some benefits.
Yeah.
And, you know, being a woman makes it a little bit easier to get closer to certain artists because they might be like, oh, well, she looks good.
Okay, Nicole Stassi, sorry. Speaking of Nicole's, I saw her.
Nicole's are just
I saw her say hi.
So. Hey. But I really do think that, like, you know, us as women, we get kind of labeled for using our abilities to our advantage. But then at the same time, like, if these men were capable of doing the same thing, they would do that and then.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's harder for women and it's easier for women. So it's like such a catch 22.
We were having this talk yesterday about utilizing connections and also assets. And is that using people or is it okay to ask for help?
It's always okay to ask for help.
How do you, because we were talking about concerts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with my team, you know, we always try to, like, utilize connections before we just go ahead and jump guns. So in the beginning of, you know, being on a team and stuff, I was always scared to ask for help because I felt like people think I'm using you, and I don't want you to think like that because at the end of the day, I'm not. But if I can ask for an opportunity or, you know, have the courage to be like, hey, like, can I come to something? Or, hey, do you mind if I do some set time or anything like that? It doesn't hurt to ask.
Well, closed mouths don't get fed, you know? Like, yep. I look at it like, just for instance, what we talked about last night. You know, if I want to do something, I'm going to just make it possible in my own way.
Yes.
But if I know somebody that's there, I am absolutely going to open my mouth and say, what more can I get out of this? Because what is it really to that person?
Exactly.
If you're going backstage and you know me and we, you know, we have a friendship or a work relationship, what is it really to you to bring me back with you so I can get a little bit of extra exposure?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to be like, hey, can you bring me here with you? And I want, you know, free everything. No, I'll pay my own way. But like, yo, hook a sister up. And I have a big mouth. So I'll go right up and be like, yo, what's going on? Let me get that drop. Or what's going on? Can I come with you through here? Or whatever the case may be.
My perfect.
I just don't rely on anybody because I can't rely on anybody fully.
You're right. No, you're a perfect example. And I think I said was the Jeezy concert. I know Jeezy's DJ. He's from Jersey. Shout out to DJ Ace. I had asked him months prior, hey, like, you're going to be in my city. You know, him and I talk like that. I was like, hey, you know, can you get me backstage to the concert? And he said, absolutely. Like, I got you.
Yes.
And then when it came down to it, like, the day of, I'm sitting here, and I'm trying to get in touch with this person. And I didn't know he really doesn't use his Instagram like that. And I forgot, I don't have his number, but him and I always spoke through Instagram.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to buy a ticket. Boom. I'm on my way there, and the photographer to that show, the whole tour, had followed me that day. And I was like, hey, I introduced myself over Instagram, and I was like, I was trying to get in touch with DJ Ace, can't get in touch with him, but I'm sitting in my seat up at this up here, I paid for a ticket already, come visit me, come say hi. He came to say hi, and he's like, give me 5 minutes. Came back with backstage passes, fucking meet and greet stuff. And I'm like,
and you didn't even ask for it.
I didn't even ask for it. I asked in the beginning, and then I paid my way, and then look what happened when I got there.
But see, that's my point. Like, sometimes you can't, you'll wait on somebody only to get let down. So that's why I guess it's like my trust issues. Is that, like, I'll never have somebody be like, yeah, I got you. Unless I see that shit set in stone.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm going to make sure that I am there. And then if you're there when I'm there and we want to link up then that's cool. And we can go and do whatever it is that we do.
And that's why I was so understanding last night when she jumped the gun and went and bought us tickets to a concert. And I was like, girl, I could have.
It's Ricky Ross. Come on, man. I got his VIP.
And Styles P.
And we, of Styles. Course, Styles.
Styles. Styles.
I was just on the plane with Styles. Shout out Styles P.
So when, and.
He took my freaking, my first class seat.
I don't know.
They bumped me out of first class. I'm wondering why. I walk on, I see Styles and his wife in first class. He said, that's probably why they bumped me.
I don't know if this is exclusive or not, I'm supposed to say it or not, but we were just in a video with MDOT, and he's about to put out a song with Rick Ross soon.
Oh, Ricky Ross.
You never know. We might
have seen Rick Ross belly flop off of a diving board. Did everybody
see
that?
Rick Ross.
Hell yeah, that shit was epic. So,
Rick Ross, if you ever see this, we need to be Black Bottle Girls. We need to be some ambassadors. Yeah, we need some of that. I'm totally down for an
ambassador. Hey, you never know. It's September 16th when we go, because we're going to be stage side of his concert.
That's a fact.
Because, you know, your girl jumped the gun and got us VIP tickets.
It's worth it because.
Damn right, because we got just 250 vendors. We're there all day, VIP access to everything, and then stage side with him and Styles. So
I have to tell you, because
we have to see if Will's going in there, because you know Will loves Styles.
Before,
so.
You know, going and buying concert tickets all the time, I have a thing, and I don't care if you guys.
I like to keep my ticket stubs. So.
I don't care if you guys know my secrets and how I get into concerts, but.
She goes under the fence.
No, I used to sit on Hot 97, Power 105.1, iHeart, any Long Island radio station.
Oh, when you're.
And to the concerts, they pick you every 6 months.
That's how I got into Heels and Handbags. Shout out to Psych 106.
That's how I saw French.
1 in the morning.
That's how I saw Rick Ross and Styles P and Jada Kiss and The Locks.
Jada,
you
know
fabulous.
That 106 in Park was my first time seeing Jada live, and I actually was like blessed enough to.
Girl, I feel like I was like 12 when that show came out. How are you there? How old are you, if you don't mind me asking? I don't think I've ever asked you this.
Can we zoom in on this girl right here? Do you know you that never, you ain't supposed to ask never, a woman her
yeah,
age?
That's true. But
1991, do the math.
Oh, so
I'm 32.
You're 2 years old? Oh, okay.
But my For industry reason, age is 28, so
And I'm 21. I always thought you were younger than me, to be honest.
No, girl.
I was going to say.
First of all, I got all these damn babies. Everybody thinks I'm older than what I am.
Yes.
But I had my first when I had just turned 19.
I thought you were like a year or two younger than me. I had no idea.
Well, thank you very
much. So that's why I asked. Now I know.
Maybe it's the immaturity.
No, it's not that you're immature.
I'm kidding.
It's just, that, hey, I look like I'm
When I have a guy guess my age correctly, I'm like, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, man. You couldn't even like cut me some slack, try to go a couple years younger.
I had that happen to me the other day.
Well, in my head, I'm like, did they really go a couple years younger? They thought I was 35? Like,
that's right.
I see you laughing back there. Let's fight. Everybody behind the cameras over here laughing. How old do you think I am?
How old do you think I am?
He said, no comment.
What was it, my birthday?
To get this microphone thrown at me.
We were telling everybody we were 21. So.
Yes, we were 21.
They were,
at
they were looking
birthday.
At us like, you guys have been coming here for so long and you're only 20. And we're like, no. Just
yeah,
roll,
I
just
know.
Roll with it.
He was using fake IDs.
Yeah. No, we weren't.
I was actually in bars when I was like 15.
Me too. Okay.
You know, so.
Did you pay for a fake ID or did
No, I used my older sister's. Okay. Rest in peace, Jess.
See, I didn't have any older sisters.
She looked just like me and we had the same eyes and I used to take her ID and go out and get in the bars and the clubs. And then when I was finally old enough to go with her, she was like, bitch, give me my motherfucking ID back. Oh, I miss her. My sister
I was fat and blonde at the time.
Fat?
Fat and blonde.
I can't never picture this little thing
I'll
fat.
Have to show you off camera because it's
I gotta see this. I used to be fat and blonde.
I was 156 pounds.
Oh my God, not 156 pounds.
Girl, I only wear 100 pounds now. So.
How tall are you though?
5'2"? 5'1"?
All right, well, I'm 5'9", and I will put it out here. This is an exclusive that only you guys are gonna get. When I had my son, which is two babies ago, he's my fourth child. I got six.
12.
I should be 12. It would have been. I developed something called Hashimoto's disease, which it's a thyroid condition. And I have to take medication every day for the rest of my life, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but it made me blow up like a freaking balloon, and my highest weight was 256 fucking pounds. 256 pounds. Nobody ever knew. I held it a lot in my arms.
So
and
you weren't
proportionate,
on
but
Adderall
I was,
neither, were you?
No, I was still getting prescribed. It didn't matter. I was exercising, eating clean in the gym twice a day, and still I was gaining weight. It's a cruel, cruel disease.
You know, it's so weird that you say that, though.
But I did keto for a year, and I lost over 100 pounds.
As I'm
and
talking
I kept
about the Adderall,
off.
The Vyvanse, I've heard people say sometimes that people gain weight from that. I have lost so much. How do you think I
typically,
keep this figure?
I'm dead. Mine is not eating bread, pasta, and rice.
Girl, if I couldn't eat that stuff,
I live off
I
of Casamigos and Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, I love beer, chicken.
Shout out to Casa. If y'all want to sponsor me, you really should because I'm like the Casa queen.
I see all these people on Facebook getting sponsorships by like White Claw.
No,
Black
Casa
Bottle,
needs to sponsor
Casa
me, girl.
Amigos. You know, I found
Tuan. Tuan knows if he's pulling up and I'm there, he's bringing a bottle of Casa because he knows I'm the Casa
queen. You know,
queen.
George Clooney is the one who
of
came.
Of course.
Up? Oh, okay.
George
I didn't,
Clooney.
I only found this out.
Set it up where all of his neighbors. He gave them a steak. He bought their steak, from what I understand. Everybody that he lived in, like the whatever complex or his neighborhood. Bought them all a share of his Casamigos, and then when it blew up, he gave them the company. Like they making all the money. I said, I wish I lived next door to George Clooney.
Damn.
Thank you. Like shout out to George Clooney. Yeah. Like and his neighbors must really love him. They must be bringing him eggs and sugar and all that.
I follow this girl on Facebook. Her and her husband, and they test alcohol and basically for science.
How do you get that? I'll test alcohol for science.
So she was testing out.
That's why I drink. It's for science.
The least expensive tequila and the most expensive. So her husband would have to figure out which is the least. So that's when they were saying that Casamigos was by George Clooney. And I was like, I had never knew this.
I learned that when I was working at a bar and then we were doing trivia night.
That's what you should do. Make a Casamigos song. There's so many Casamigos songs out there.
They're gonna call me Queen of the Casa.
But that would make you go viral because you fucking drink that shit all the time. Then make yourself a music video.
While I'm drinking Casa, they're gonna be pouring it on me like this.
You should have seen her with this big ass bottle in her hand the other day when we were at the shoot.
Listen, you should have seen me.
Pound town. Just let me.
And I was like, my booty hole. But wait, my booty hole ain't brown.
Do you know how many people
messaged? We'll have to
edit
that and tag that in the bio.
No, I
want to
post that. I had so many people laugh at that story. They were like, I can't believe she just said that.
Because not for nothing.
My booty hole ain't brown.
My shit ain't brown. It's pink.
It's not. Mine
like,
too.
Yeah, see? Shout out to the pink booty
and
holes.
And we don't bleach it, so.
No. Wait, what? You can bleach. Let me stop. That's the next episode. I didn't know you could bleach.
That's what we can do next episode. We were doing this. I was having my talk shows, and we were talking about everything.
We're gonna be the next Ricky Lake.
Everything industry, and when you got and I networked you to about DC True. Her and I have the most interesting conversations on the show about sex, freaking
bleaching your asshole. Apparently,
we talked about doing butt stuff, eating ass. What else did we talk about?
Men, this is the question. This is what I want answered. Do y'all like getting your butt licked? Because I was asked this by, I think, Shots Entertainment Viral. Asked me and Big Sarah on the street.
Because my followers know what's good. What about you?
I am not a... Do I like to get my butthole licked?
Or do you like to do it to a man?
I am married, and if I put any... First of all, okay, no. So my man doesn't do no butt stuff. Nope. If I even go a little bit down from his balls on accident, he'd be like, yo, whoa, what you doing? So, no, I do not.
That's why you gotta ask, because, you know...
So. But he can lick my butt all day if he wants to, and I know he does, okay. So...
I don't need to know all that, but I do it too.
She
do it too.
She wants Chris to lick her booty hole. What you mean? Look like you wouldn't let him do it.
You're a married woman.
So what? Sharing
Nikki
is caring.
Just wants to shit. Nikki just wants.
Sharing is caring.
Anyway, but yeah, like, we have such interesting conversations. So we need to start.
We need to do this to the next episode. We have to carry this conversation.
We're gonna carry this conversation.
The next episode.
But that's a good way to start it out, Chris. We know that you don't like butt stuff. Right?
No. Never ever.
My followers already know that the last time we had this conversation, I admitted that I do like to, you know,
toss the salad.
Dabble in that stuff, yeah. But it has to be with, like, the right person. That energy,
you can't have like a hairy ass if you got like a jungle down there.
That energy is not for everybody.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never licked a man's butthole. I've licked a girl's butthole though.
I think I've only done
it delicious
to two people. I did have a man. I did express this last time. He used to love when I would stick a dildo up his ass, and no, he was not gay.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Yes, boo-boo, he was.
No.
He was gay.
But he did.
Nothing wrong with it. Shout out to my LGBTQ XYZ. I don't know. They added a bunch of letters. My bad. I'm sorry if I fucked it up. I only know the LGBTQ. But I have no problem with any man who likes something up his butt. But if you like it up your butt, you like it up your butt. You are gay.
We had this conversation last time. I'm glad.
And don't come for me, man. If you guys secretly low-key like a dildo, there's a difference between a finger, maybe a finger, okay?
Yeah.
But a big-ass dildo? Because, girl, I know what you be fucking, so I know your shit's as big as shit, all right? So if you put that up a man's butt and he was liking it, that means that he would not be opposed to having a man's penis up his butt.
I mean...
I'm sorry. It is what it is. Listen, there ain't nothing wrong with it. You are bisexual.
If he is watching this, you heard it first.
Listen, it's okay. It's okay, baby. It's okay. I mean... I don't judge.
It's been years, but yeah, like, these be conversations that we have.
Yeah, we'll be back next week to touch on dildos up men's
asses. No, but we need to have, like, sexual conversation.
Yeah,
we need to talk
about... Yeah, you know what I mean?
It does.
But it's fun to talk about.
Yeah, because people don't want to talk about these things.
I do. Let's do
it. So we're gonna do it next week.
Yes.
Here is episode 2. Stay tuned for episode 3.
I think that we need to start episode 1 of our series. What do you think?
I think, you know what? Yeah.
What do you think?
And we gotta come up.
The name?
A name.
You know what? Drop some ideas in the comments.
Yes.
You got Official Nikki Rojas, DJ K Dev. What do you think our series should be called?
And let's go on.
Maybe we'll pick a winner.
We'll go on our social medias later, and we'll maybe do a poll or something.
Yeah, that
you know,
like
interact a little bit with you guys. Also, what would you like to see on our show?
Did you say interact with two guys?
Interact with you guys.
Oh, okay. See, my mind's already in the gutter.
See, girl. I mean, I won't go there.
We'll wait
till next week, but here is episode 2 and Official Nikki Rojas, DJ K Dev, we out.